Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Friday. Excuse me, had some coffee go down the wrong pipe. Joining us on the line right now is Mitchell Lipton. He's the owner of the W Tax Group down in Southfield, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, good, good. I took a quick sip of my coffee right before the music started, and it went down the wrong pipe. So
I've been there and done that.
Well, I've been doing radio for 13 years, and you always got to lubricate the pipes right before you turn the mic on. So wanted to get that done and just swallowed it the wrong way. Mitchell, one of the reasons why I spoke with you, interviewed with you, vetted your company is, and I've explained this before, going to do it all the time when we do our interviews. Over the years, a lot of radio listeners reach out to me for various reasons. You know, they've got a problem dealing with a bureaucratic governmental agency. They're having problems with their local sheriff's department, personal protection orders, child support issues. They've had all kinds of problems over the years. And for some reason, you know, felt that they could confide in me and ask me for advice. You know, who should I call? How should I deal with this? And most of the time, you know, I'm telling people, well, contact your county commissioner. This is a county issue. You know, maybe you need to talk to your state representative, because in Lansing, this would fall under their purview that, you know, they could perhaps help you as your state representative. But also over the years, I've had people call me and talk to me as a former truck driver. Randy, how did you do your bookkeeping? How did you do your monthly profit and loss statements? How did you file your taxes and other types of small businesses? And I said, you know, it's been so many years. I mean, I sold my truck, you know, came off the road in 2009. I mean, that was, you know, what, 17 years ago. And since then, the tax codes have changed, all kinds of changes, you know, the one big beautiful bill, all kinds of things are just constantly evolving and changing. And so I said, you know, I need to find a tax resolution person that's here in the state of Michigan, somebody that I can support because I love my state. I want to help small businesses. And so that's basically why I reached out to you after Jeff introduced us. And one of the things that I always find interesting is success stories. Maybe perhaps some clients that you guys there at the W Tax Group in Southfield, Michigan have represented and negotiated for and acted on behalf of. And I thought maybe perhaps we could start off today's segment with maybe an example that comes to mind, some type of business, some type of person, even, you know, an employee. Things happen in people's lives, and this is what you guys deal with all the time.
Sure, of course. So that being said, you know, I want to be careful because it's not the norm, but, you know, there is something called an offer in compromise. And I think a lot of there's a lot of unscrupulous companies out there that advertise these penny on the dollars, these pennies on the dollar solutions or resolutions, I should say. Having said that, they are available to folks and to clients. The client has to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt to the IRS that they're incapable of meeting the tax debt that they have for the balance of their lifetime. And so just a couple of examples as we, and, you know, usually it results from a hardship. It may result from somebody who's retired and no longer working and doesn't have the resources to pay. So it doesn't have to be a hardship. It all has, you know, it's all tied into the financials of the client. But, you know, we had a client who owed the IRS over $75,000. And the IRS accepted an offer in compromise for a lump sum payment of a little over $6,000. Which made the tax debt go away entirely. We had a client who owed the IRS just a tad under $48,000. It was $47,936. And the IRS accepted an offer in compromise to pay off $2,620 over 24 monthly payments of $219 a month. So those are just two examples. But again, I want to caution people that 10% of tax resolutions ultimately end up in offering compromises, and they're not easy to get. They're hard to get, and they're lengthy. They take quite a while to do up the to get the paperwork completed, make the offering compromise, and then get a response from the folks at the IRS. Just a couple
and a point things. a point of clarification. Hold that thought. That you said, if I heard you correctly, that only is the resolution you said of 10%, 90% do not end up in offering compromise?
That's correct, yeah. And the folks advertising want you to believe differently because they want to, frankly, they want to get your money and sell the dream, and then ultimately when they review their financials, tell you what the reality of your situation is.
Wow. Well, you know, one thing that I know you're very proud of is your 5-star rating, your Google reviews and different comments. Take a just quick moment on that point where these other companies don't have as good of reviews and recommendations from previous clients. Talk about what the W Tax Group has and why you guys have been able to have such a stellar review response from your clients.
You know, it's all about integrity and doing the right thing, frankly. There's a lot of companies in our vertical that don't do the right thing. That's not to say that there aren't companies that do the right thing. But, you know, I want to treat people no differently than I would want to be treated. And I'm the owner of the company, but I will take a call from anybody that isn't, you know, that has an issue or may be concerned about their situation. And I tell people all the time, go try to find another company where the owner will actually take a call from you if you're concerned about your situation and make sure to give you the comfort and assurance in a very, you know, serious situation that you're going to be okay and that we're doing our job and that we're going to make sure to take real good care of you. But, it all comes down to integrity and the passion that we work with to make sure every client is taken care of and that we fight for every cent that we possibly can on their behalf.
Well, one of the things that I think is, I guess, something we need to clarify, too, running your commercials for you, there's also something in there that we need to make sure we discuss with people, and perhaps we'll even generate a new commercial for you to run with it. But they actually need to qualify, and I want you to explain that part of it. Or other components of the message. You sent me a text, and I want you to get into that particular message and go over that with people right here on the interview.
Yeah, that's the key. We don't want, and I may have said this last week, but I say it all the time because to me it's such an important principle by which we work, is we don't want to take a potential client's money if we can't help them. And so when we do a consultation, we do a quick, you know, not a quick, but we do a client financial review. We ascertain exactly where they stand. And, if, you know, we're honest to the extent that if we tell, we're going to tell folks that, hey, listen, the cost of engaging our services is going to be more than what you owe. And we're then going to go about telling them how they can solve the problem themselves and giving them a roadmap with the IRS to do it on their own. So and then there's also other situations where they think they owe, and then, you know, we do some digging in the consultation and find out it's an entirely different situation than they thought they were, and there's an easy solution that we can lead them to without having to take their money and put them through a phase one investigation. So that's the qualification part of it.
Very cool. So basically, like you say, they need to answer some questions, provide you with some information for you to then even determine whether or not they even qualify to be able to be a client for yours.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, real quickly, I want to tell you that even though the offering compromises are 10% of the resolutions, there are partial pay installment agreements. I'm going to just give you, I'll hit these real quick. You know, we had a fella that owed about $75,000, and we were able to negotiate a deal with the IRS that by the time his collection statute act dates expired, he only had to pay $28,000 of that $75,000 tax debt. And then there's non-disclosed installment agreements. We tell people all the time, if you call the IRS, don't disclose your financials. We don't want to disclose our client financials, because if we can go and forge a resolution without having to disclose those financials, 98% of the time it's going to be a far better resolution than it's going to be if we have to disclose their financials. So those are other ways that we're able to maximize situations for folks.
Got it. Because you have tax attorneys on staff, you have paralegals, you have different folks, you guys know the process, and you've been doing this long enough that you know basically how to talk to the IRS in the best interest of your clients.
Yeah, that's exactly. And when there's a revenue officer involved, which they do get involved,
yep.
Again, don't disclose. You want to put somebody in the middle to make sure that your interests are protected.
Right. Well, I'm going to give out the phone number again, folks. This number is directly tied to Trucker Randy's show. And go ahead. I'm sorry, Mitch, I got your cell phone pulled up. Go ahead and give out the phone number that you'd like people to call so that you know coming from our show.
Sure. It's 855-346-1788.
That's it. I couldn't find it in my phone. I apologize for that. But it's also on the commercials, folks. And I'll find it in my phone. If you want more information, just text me, text. Thanks, Mitchell. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it.
Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. and be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, final segment of this week, final segment of this campaigning for the Michigan Republican Party endorsement convention. Thank you, God. As soon as I hang up the microphone here, roughly in about 9 minutes, I'm going to load up the vehicle and head down to Novi. We'll be checking into the hotel. We'll be attending the parties tonight. We're going to Kevin Kievsky and Monica Yatuma's event from 7 to 9. And then tomorrow morning, we'll be getting up early, getting to Mike Rogers, candidate for U.S. Senate. Him and his wife, Christy, are hosting a breakfast for the delegates from 8 to 9:30. At 9:30, we're going outside in the parking lot, and we're going to get our group photo taken with Perry Johnson and his tour bus. His tour bus is going to be parked right outside the event center at 9:30 tomorrow. So any of you precinct delegates hearing this throughout the day today, the rest of the day as this show repeats, plan on going to the breakfast and then coming out at 9:30 tomorrow outside to get your picture taken with us and the tour bus for Perry Johnson for governor. And then we'll head back inside and get our credentials, be ready to go for 10 o'clock when the convention starts. If throughout the day you're hearing this on the repeat rebroadcast of today's show, I have the flyers with the information both for Kevin Kievsky's event, Monica Yatuma's event, and the breakfast tomorrow morning with Mike Rogers and his wife, Christy. So if you want any information, just text me and I have them stored in my phone and I can forward them to you. So greatly appreciate you guys tolerating us spending so much time and effort, commercials, interviews, talking about the state convention. But this is the process. This is the process that you can become part of this year. When we get through this convention tomorrow, folks, Saturday, March 28th, any elected precinct delegate from 2024, your services, your commitment, your duties, your responsibilities expire when they close the convention tomorrow. There's nothing else for you guys to do if you're currently a precinct delegate within your party. Now, what you need to know, what you need to understand, is that this is basically now the requirement that you have to go to your local clerk, get an affidavit of identity for precinct delegate, fill it out, your name, your mailing address, your email address, your cell phone number, and sign it in front of a notary at your clerk's office. Just like you did when you filed to be a delegate in 2024, well, you've got to do it again because you're going to be on the ballot August 4th this year to be a precinct delegate for your township, your city, village, ward, however you guys do it in your counties. You have to do it again this year. I believe the filing deadline is May 5th or May 8th. I'm not really sure, but I will ask my wife. She's the Antrim County clerk. And when I find out from Miss Vicky, I will share that information with you guys next week. But this is definitely, definitely something that needs to be done all over again. Now, kind of an interesting little spin on this It's different because this is the very first time the Michigan Republican Party has held an early endorsement convention like the Democrats have been doing for years. Under Jim Runstad, the new chair of the party's leadership, they finally saw the light. They listened to us grassroots. We've been yelling and screaming, we need to move it up early. We need to pick our candidates for attorney general, secretary of state, Supreme Court, the universities, so that we can start raising money, marching in parades. Memorial Day is coming. 4th of July is coming. We then hold the primary for everybody else on August 4th, and then we know the entire ticket. The new delegates that get elected in August will then be going to an August state convention. Probably, usually it's the third or fourth week in August. And then we will officially nominate those who we are endorsing tomorrow. And that's the way the process is going to work. So, you need to go to your clerk as soon as you can before the May deadline and file your new affidavit of identity to become active members of your local county party. Then you need to contact the county party, find out maybe perhaps who the chair is, find out when they have their monthly meetings, and go and start participating in your local county party. Pay the dues to become a paid member to the party this year, and then perhaps you might be able, as a new person, might be able to go to that state convention in August. Because a lot of us old dogs are sick and tired of doing it every single convention, and we'd like to bring new people into the mix. Let some newbies go. Been there, done that. The only person that usually has to go is the county chair. County chair is the leader of the party. County chair can elevate anybody that has to leave for whatever reason, and can elevate an alternate to become a voting precinct delegate. So that's why chairs usually end up going. But this is the process. You may not ever have heard this information before on any other show, because we're involved inside politics. It's what we do. Well, that's it for today's show. That's it for this week. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I'll give you a full report on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention and safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that